I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So we talked earlier about the offense and a lot of issues there, but at least they have a two-time MVP quarterback and an ageless running back. On the defensive side of the ball, if we assume that Nnamdi Madubuike ain't playing football again, you've got Kyle Hamilton. And I love Kyle Hamilton. I may be higher on Kyle Hamilton than others, but he can't mask their other issues like Lamar can mask the offensive line issues. If all you got's Kyle Hamilton, you got real problems on the defensive side as far as real dudes.
I think the defense is in even worse shape than the offense.
I think Travis Jones is a player.
But he's not a blue chip guy. He's a nice player.
He's a nice player. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you got his deal done and Nnamdi Madubuike was going to play
13, 14
games,
yeah,
then I'd be like, yeah, you still better be drafting some D tackles, but... You know, that's day two, day three. You could make the case for any premium defensive position as being a guy they not only just take at 14, but a position they target to try to move up and get somebody specific. Anything really other than safety is there's no there. There's depth guys. There's role players. The D-line is... It's criminally bereft of talent. It's hard. It's hard to build a defensive line that short of lacking in any sort of individual game-breaking tendencies. I'm not even talking about a game-breaker. Like somebody who has the potential to maybe, like, no. And even Mike Green, no.
Haven't shown it yet.
I mean, you can't bank on it. Like, no. And as far as him being an every down guy, nobody was saying that. It was like, well, if their defense is good and you just rush them on third down and somebody on the other side can rush too, which never happened, then he might lead your team in sacks and get you 8 to 10 sacks because he's just able to see ball, hunt ball. But like, their defense is so bad, it's stunting individual player development. Like, they don't have a boundary corner who, for me, is worth a damn. They don't have a middle linebacker, even though they're paying one like best of breed. They don't have D tackles. They sure as hell don't have edge. They don't even have a... Who's the nickel corner who's any good? I mean, it should be
Kyle,
Marlon, but I mean, Marlon's 30,
yeah,
whatever. Marlon needs to go. Like,
yeah,
they go, oh, we'll keep him as a safety. We'll keep him as a corner. Nah, no.
He needs to go.
No.
Well, Jason, and you say safety, they're fine. I can't even say that. They have Malachi Starks. That's it.
I think Malachi Starks would be a good player.
He is. But I'm saying outside of him.
But they can't draft another state.
Gilman's a free agent. Ardarius is a free agent. Like,
they'll be able to bring Ardarius back on cheap.
Sure. Yes, I agree. But I'm saying with how the roster is right now under contract, like that's it. You're going to need to get another safety because you already made that mistake last year.
But they must know now. They must know that if we keep building our defenses this way, you could have Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu as your safety package. They're not – the quarterback has that much time. People are wide-ass open. They're going to do nothing without a pass rush.
We're going to get more into this tomorrow, but the thing that really jumps off the screen when you look at their salary cap commitment, you're talking about nearly $60 million in cap space – tied up between Marlon Humphrey and Roquan Smith. 60! Like, that is a glaring issue.
It's a joke.
And I thought Ben Solak made a great point that we haven't brought up enough on this show. Not only are the pass rushers not getting to the quarterback, but they're horrible against the run. They're like, their liabilities, they're smaller, so they're getting killed on the edge in run defense.
They got a bunch of situational guys. They got a bunch of sub-package guys, and they try to put them all together and tell you that nobody appreciates pass rush more than we do. I mean, I don't know, dude. Ozzie Newsome didn't build his defenses this way. You could hide behind Ozzie. Like, you could say you're an offshoot of Ozzie. These teams look nothing like Ozzie Newsome Ravens teams.
The first Super Bowl team had
Goose and Sam Aniff.
Yeah, well, they had Peter Boulware. They had the old I can't think of his name. The defensive end that came over
McCrary.
McCrary from Seattle, but the third guy, the Browns guy.
They got nobody who looks like Suggs.
No,
like
no,
they these had teams.
Rob
are,
Burnett.
Rob Burnett, yes. Yeah. And Jamie Sharper could get after it too.
Like this is, and I know the game has changed. Whatever.
Oh, totally.
But
yeah,
like,
totally.
There's no there on defense. And it's funny, people saying Lamar should give back money. Roquan Smith should give back money. No, that guy.
Well,
anybody should be saying, hey, you paid me five times what I'm worth.
Well, we've had the conversation, you know, over the years, the EDC barbershop. Marlon Humphrey is set to make over $19 million in cash. $19 million in cash. He's not sniffing that on the open market. He's not sniffing it.
No, because can't play anymore.
There's the whole contract part of this, which is suck too. They don't self-scout, and then they do stupid contracts. And when they put poison pills in contracts like Lamar, they sit on their ass for 6 months while the rest of the league does deals and then cost themselves money. Like, that's all part of roster construction and overarching philosophies that, again, had nothing to do with Harbs and will have nothing to do with the new. I don't care who they hire as the head coach. He's not solving that riddle for him.
Coming up next, we will talk Ravens and NFL. Playoffs are here. Ravens are not in it. But Brian Baldinger, he knows what's going on in the National Football League. We'll talk Ravens and the playoffs with him next here on The Fan.